Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of June 2025. It's a Thursday, of course, which means that I have finished my working week. The weekend has begun. I've got to say, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I've got nothing in the diary other than spending some time gardening. I've also had 2 weeks, not of hell, but my manager has been off ill and left me in charge of running a team and things like that, which is a little unusual because I only started at this company in March, but it's quite good at the same time. But I'm definitely looking forward to unwinding in the garden and in the allotment this weekend. Now, it's probably not gone unnoticed that we have, of course, had rain this week, quite a bit of rain as well, which, on one hand, I'm very, very grateful for. We needed the rain. The ground was so, so dry. But it also interfered with my plans for the weekend. However, looking at the weather in my area, I think we're going to get away with it. Tomorrow and Saturday, the weather seems to be dry, albeit overcast. So I think we can work with that. Now, talking of my plans for this weekend, we've of course got the everyday jobs, the tying in of our plants, the weeding, the watering, which probably not going to have to do that much of other than in the greenhouse, weeding, watering, tying in, planting out any more plants wherever we can fit them, things like that that we're going on anyway. But one of the things that I'm going to also be doing around the edges of both my garden here at home and on the allotment, need a good strim. And just to tidy up the edges, make them look a bit better. So that's something I'm going to be focusing on this weekend. We are going to give the greenhouse area a good tidy up as well. I've got Autopot coming down in about a month's time to do some filming. So I want that area looking amazing for them, really looking good. And that, I mean, it's not looking too bad, but we've got some plans in place where, which brings me up to another job, tidying my sheds. We're hoping to take down my old shed and put in its place a shed-greenhouse combination. And this is going to be part of the Autopot system as we move forward as well. So lots of big plans. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more later on. Now, added to that, a few other jobs that we could be doing this weekend. Of course, keeping an eye on pests, slugs, snails, and there's a new one, Colorado beetle to keep your eye out for as well. Usual pests as well, pigeons and things like that. Of course, support and tie in any of our plants, particularly the tomato plants. They are growing really well at the moment, so things are moving good or well with those. Successional sowing. We're going to be harvesting our garlic this weekend. I forgot to mention that. We're harvesting our garlic and that's going to free up some space. So we're going to want to sow beans, peas, etc., etc., in any spaces that we have available like that. Feeding. Very important job to start doing now. Tomatoes, courgettes, pumpkins, any plants really are going to need to start needing a feed. Now, if they're fruiting plants, such as tomatoes, courgettes, pumpkins, like just mentioned, a good tomato feed would be fantastic for them. And that will really help them produce more food. And then, of course, any spent flowers on things that are flowering, that you don't want flowers, onions, things like that, cut them off. Onions and garlic, cut them off. Now, I mentioned my shed greenhouse combo, and that's coming out because one of the things I've always believed we need to be more in our gardening is being more efficient. And I'm always looking at ways I can make my processes smarter and easier to manage. I've got to admit, I'm pretty good at being efficient in the garden. Every day I'm out in the garden, every day I'm on the allotment, just doing 5-10 minutes. But how can we improve on that and ultimately become more productive? And this is why I'm investing in this shed greenhouse combo. It's specifically for plant propagation and potting on. Essentially, it's going to be somewhere where I sow my seeds, pot them on, grow them until we need to harden them off, and then we'll get them into their final positions. It's my plant production line that I've always talked about. The idea is, of course, this is going to mean that I'm not going to have all my seedlings in the kitchen. They're all going to be in a dedicated space where I've got everything I need there. Pots, compost, dibbers, labels, free up space in my kitchen, which will keep the wife happy and give me a much, much more better area to work in, being more efficient. Now, the idea is I will, of course, start to sow seeds, and these seeds will be sown in the greenhouse in a seed sowing station. They will then go on to probably my shelves that I've already got with heated propagators and grow lights in order to get those seeds to germinate. And of course, we move them on as we've always done, eventually potting them on into a pot, using a potting bench in there, potting them on and moving them on. Everything I'm going to need is right at hand. Now, this is going to be in a shed section, but once they're at the stage that they can start, or they're a bit bigger and they don't need so much protection, they're going to then move into the greenhouse area. Now, the greenhouse is going to be set up with my autopot trays, and they're going to be on shelves as well. So they're going to get the height, so they get more light, but they're going to be robust growth. I'm always a big fan of autopots now. The feeding, the growth, everything that goes on with the autopots, I'm going to use that to get them, again, into a much bigger state. And then they're going to go into the cold frames and harden off before they go outside. Now, you might be thinking, do we really still need to do this when we are here in June? The thing is, I believe we need to grow food all year round, so we're going to be sowing seeds all year round. That doesn't mean we need indoor space to grow them, but it helps. It's all about being efficient. Now, this is just for me, in my eyes, designed to make my production line better, easier to manage, and be quicker. I am, of course, lucky enough, I've got a fairly, well, I wouldn't say a large garden, it's an average size garden, but it's large enough, and it is dedicated grown food that I'm able to do this shed. For me, it is about creating flow and reducing unnecessary steps. So, for example, potting on, I'm not going to have to go down to the end of the garden to get compost and pots to pot on my plants. It's all going to be there. And this is going to be wondering, do you have any ways that you found to be more efficient in your garden? And what are your top tips or systems? I genuinely would love to hear about that. Well, it is now time. It's taken me several times to try and get this recording, but it's now time to get out of here tonight, head to bed, and start gardening tomorrow. We will be back on Sunday. We've got a live stream on Sunday and hopefully more stuff on the website. But as always, you take care. Please feel free to get in touch anytime you want. Love to hear more from you all. You take care. I'll speak to you again next time.